The other players on the four-legged side, Tigger, Pooh, Rabbit, and Eeyore, gathered around Piglet and raised him high into the air. Christopher Robin, Lottie, Kangaroo, and Roo looked on, smiling despite their disappointment. "Three cheers for the four-legs!" cried Christopher Robin. "Hip, hip! Hooray!" cried the others.
"And three more cheers for Piglet!"
cried Roo. So they cheered, and cheered some more, while Christopher Robin helped Henry Rush and his young assistants to complete the page in the scoring book. It had a few rubbings out, but looked like this. Four legs innings. Pooh, snout before wicket, 0. Tigger, caught by Eeyore, 27. Rabbit, bowled by Christopher Robin, 37. Piglet, not out, 6. Extras, 6. Total, 76. Four legs win. Late into the evening, everyone sat around a bonfire. The shattered bat had come in useful as kindling, and listened as Christopher Robin told them stories of the great cricketers of past generations. "But," he added, "in the annals of cricketing legend, whenever and wherever stories are told, they will also mention the mighty six that Piglet hit with a bat taller than he was in the test match between the two legs and the four legs late one summer's afternoon in the 100-acre wood.
"Oh,"
sighed Piglet happily as he carelessly toasted a cucumber sandwich. Then he dreamed for a while until he was roused by Pooh announcing that he had composed a hum to commemorate the occasion.
"I would very much like to hear it," said Lottie, who had, after all, been the top scorer of the match.
"So would I," whispered Piglet.
And so here is the hum, as hummed by Pooh on the night of the great match, as the eyes of the cricketers shone and glistened in the firelight under the chestnut trees.
"Who was it hit the winning run for the four legs against the two? Though the bat in his hand disappeared into sand, was it me? No, it was you. Who was it won the cricket game for the four legs against the two? Though his bat was as big as a full-grown pig, was it me? No, it was you. Do we give a fig for the little pig and the four legs who beat the two? We give more than that for the pig and the bat and the mighty hit which completed it and the mighty swish like a massive fish. Was it me? No, it was you, not Pooh, but Piglet. It was you."
"But," said Pooh, "it wasn't really like a fish. Only, I couldn't think of anything else, and then I ran out of time, and sometimes it's best to have something not quite right in a hum, so that everybody can say, 'Humph, I could have done it better myself.'"
"I couldn't have," said Christopher Robin quietly.